Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. It is a Friday. That means a weekend of, well, hopefully for most, some relaxation.
Yippee. And for you and me, maybe not getting up quite so early
right.
in the morning. Maybe we'll sleep till 4 o'clock.
Which is probably about the time that President Donald Trump is on Twitter. I see that he has blasted the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, for the obstruction of justice probe that appears to be going on. He says, not the first time, you're witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history led by some very bad and conflicted people, he wrote, in a pair of messages that ended with a reference to his campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
Well, you know, this is a guy who creates crises and gets through them. I don't know how many times he went bankrupt. The idea that you would have a guy who was president of the United States, who had left people standing in line without money time and again, seems to me to tell you it may be legal, but it's not nice. And that will tell you what he's going to go through here. He's created another mess. He thinks he can get through it. But being legally right doesn't always mean that you are doing the right thing. How does a guy who talks about, you know, grabbing women by their genitals or going bankrupt again and again, ignoring what is clearly the framers' intent on the Emoluments Clause, that you should not enrich yourself from foreigners or others, when we know what's going on at the Trump hotels and all the rest. So it is now a matter of character. He just maligns everybody. First, his Justice Department appoints a special prosecutor in Mueller. Everybody raves. This is a great guy. As we say, the memo goes out. All of a sudden, he's not a great guy. It all adds up to a terror for the American people, and one which I think a lot of people feel they have to stand up to now, or it's going to get worse, David.
The Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, encouraged Americans yesterday in a statement to be, quote, skeptical about anonymous allegations after a string of recent news reports about the evolving focus of the special counsel's investigation we were just talking about. Preet Bharara responded to that, Alan, saying, of course, the former U.S. Attorney from New York, saying, Americans should also exercise caution before accepting as true lies about firing of FBI director and defamation of a war hero special counsel.
That's right. And now here we have a very interesting situation, because the pressure on Rosenstein must be unbelievable. You know, here he is in the Justice Department. It is the Justice Department that is run by Jeff Sessions, who himself is under a bit of a cloud, or more than a bit, for telling mistruths to Congress. And so then Rosenstein goes ahead and he appoints Mueller, the special prosecutor, which I referred to before. Everybody's saying, well, it was brilliant. All of the usual suspects who surround Trump, they're all saying it was brilliant. Then it turns out he means business, and now he's not so brilliant anymore. Now people are casting aspersions on him. For his own part, Trump is playing to his base, who haven't moved in the defense of him. They think he's being unfairly excoriated for something he clearly didn't do. Well, there are many people, including me, who think that there's smoke and that there's some fire here. And so you got to imagine the telephone calls that are going to Justice and going to Rosenstein, and he says this thing. Bharara comes out and speaks quite clearly and quite correctly. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the guy's a real hero and has got guts where so few people do, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. So the ball of string continues to unravel.
And to that end, right on the WAMC website, WAMC.org, Vice President Pence has now hired an outside lawyer to deal with the Russia inquiries.
Well, everybody's got a right to have a lawyer, obviously. Why would you have a lawyer again?
Finally, Alan, we see that Governor Andrew Cuomo, of course, no stranger to rumors that he may be considering a run in 2020, has now made an appointment to the Court of Appeals nominating Paul Feinman, who would be the first openly gay justice on the New York's top court.
Well, I think that Cuomo, who really had the stuffing scared out of him when he was primaried by Zephyr Teachout, has turned to the left to make it clear that he's their guy. This is a brilliant appointment. It's the right thing to do. There's no reason that people who are gay should not be on a court. So he's doing the right thing. Can't be faulted for doing the right thing. Why he's doing the right thing, well, that's anybody's business, but at least he's doing the right thing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, WAMC family, have a great weekend.
David, same to you, and use Saturday and Sunday to close your eyes for a couple of minutes.